We're catching up with Craig White from Bayer. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Yeah, pretty good, Craig. Not going too badly at all. And I'm keen to find out how you've been going. I know you've been out there having a look at a few field trials, doing some field walks recently. What's the general consensus looking like?
Wet, really, and challenging to get around. So, yeah, it's been a very interesting year, as everyone would well know. And even just trafficking the roads, to be honest, has been, you know, had a bit more time into the plans, actually, because you can't assume you can just get from A to B the same way you always have done. And even if you can, you've got to go a bit slower if you're going through water. And, of course, be very careful with that. I've had a couple of experiences myself lately. But, yeah, good results, good viewings of the trials amongst the wind and rain and whatnot. And, yeah, Mateno Complete's been a really big focus there. And, of course, to bring that to the market for 2022 for grass and broadleaf weed control in wheat and barley crops. So, yeah, people have been pretty excited about it, and a lot more to come over the next few months to have a look at it ahead of it coming out for release next year.
We're looking forward to hearing more about that as it does become available. I'm assuming, just tying in with what you're saying about the conditions around at the moment, we know that aerial spraying and just aerial application of anything you can get out by air at the moment has been just off the charts, just because that is the only option in some cases. So we just wanted to discuss that because I know you've been chatting with a lot of people about it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, first and foremost, last time on Rural Focus, I just mentioned about, you know, rechecking your labels for the aerial first. Is it registered? You know, it's the number one tick there, for of course, and most of the fungicides are, if that's the focus at the moment. But importantly, if there's still weed control points there, then Precept is a registered option from Bayer. So that's one to have a look at if you're looking for broadleaf weed control. Precept's in wheat, barley, triticale, and oats and all the cereals, basically. So that's one to have a look at. Of course, make sure you pay really good attention to the, buffer zones as well, because they are a little bit different, meaning, you know, away from other sensitive crops, bush and that sort of stuff. It's just all the practicalities have got to be taken into consideration. Of course, you know, be very careful. A lot of times you want to add oil to a lot of mixtures, but just double check the label and see if it recommends it or not. And importantly, if it doesn't, then don't use it. And, you know, of course, there's all the general things around using good operators. Although at the moment I'm hearing weeks, you know, 2, 3, even 4 weeks sort of delays on getting aircraft there, because obviously limited days for those guys to spray as well. But probably brings another point there with the fungicides, Tom, that, you know, Aviator X Pro from Bayer, really good fungicide for a range of crops. So wheat, barley, canola, of course, with the sclerotinia and blackleg and other pulse crops. And it has a leaf shield formulation, which really does reduce the rainfast time down to well under an hour. You can be confident it's gotten into the leaf and doing the job it should be doing.
Yeah, which in the current conditions we're having at the moment, that would be an absolute plus on anyone's calendar. So I suppose the main takeaway with all of this, Craig, is that people really, really need to check their labels and make sure that the application is conducive to what's written on the label. And I suppose another aspect of that is aerial registration of some of these products.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it needs to be registered first and foremost, and then just pay attention to the little details around buffer periods or, you know, no spray zones and things like this, which are really, really important, you know, informing the neighbours that you're doing it. There's all sorts of little legalities, but can be a very, very handy tool. And, yeah, get a great job. Don't skimp on the water. Often, you know, I've made that mention about oil before, where sometimes people want to add oil or think that that's what should be done. But in the case of, say, that Aviator X Pro, it has its own adjuvant built in. So the best thing you could add to that is get the rate right, of course, but just get a bit more water out there to really penetrate down over the crops that are needing it. So, yeah, don't skimp on things and pay attention to the label. It gives you all that good information, or, of course, our representatives can help you out as well.
Yes, that's the last call there, listeners. If you have any doubts at all, get in contact with your local Bayer rep and they'll be able to answer any of those questions for you. But otherwise, Craig, great to catch up this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon, and stay safe out on the roads and in the paddock.